are available at blackroselaunch.eventbrite.ca or visit blackrosebooks.com for more information.
This event is co-presented with the Cité des Hospitaliers en Transition and CKUT-FM.
You need quality sounds? Tune into CKUT 90.3 on the frequency modulation band radio. www.ckut.ca on the internet. Streaming audio, archive shows, and information.
CKUT.
You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
CKUT, we're on the air. Let my eye fly, fly for CKUT.
Is uncut. It contains strong language in some adult situations. Discretion is advised.
All the way live radio, CKUT 90.3 FM, every single Wednesday from 3 to 5. This is Pro V. Thank you very much for tuning in. Today's show is going to be kind of like a double, not a double interview, but did have Yuri from Rain Men, Naufragé. He came through to promote some Rain Men stuff, some hit story stuff. So after that interview, I took the opportunity to kind of place an interview from 2 years ago, last time we were all at CKUT. And it's a good timing because last week's show was an interview with Scandal, and she did a bunch of stuff with Rain Men, and that's a lot, you know, the reason why a lot of people know her. So we're going to continue on this week, starting with a little, you know, discussion with Yuri from Rain Men, and then after that we're going to get into the interview that we did with him 2 years back, you know, brush up on some Rain Men history and play a little bit of music in between time. So all the music you're going to hear after the interview is Rain Men music. So enjoy the show. All the way live radio, CKUT 90.3 FM. Peace.
All right, man. Here with L'un des deux. Naufragé.
Ouais, Chief.
From Rain Men.
Yeah, mon gars, content d'être ici, man. Thanks for inviting me, man.
Yeah, man. It's good to have you at the show again. Last time that you were at the show was the last time we were actually in CKUT. Yeah. And so I'm looking forward to being back in that in the CKUT building. But in the meantime, yeah, you know, I'm glad you're back to come in. Last time, you know, we talked about the story of Rain Men, but you know, to this time we're doing more of a promo run.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about things that you guys have upcoming.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, so let's get into it.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on right now for Rain Men. So we're still in that same mode of like being active, but in a kind of in a different way right now. So there's that Rain Man track series going on, like on a monthly basis. We have tracks that we're releasing, a lot of featurings with younger cats. And at the same time, there's that Hit Story platform as well. So we just released a web series recently. We did a Hit for It show, kind of inspired from the Verses,
yeah,
in the States. So we're just keeping going, working with the new generation, pushing the movement forward.
And why don't you tell the people what you guys did for the first Hit for Hit? In the first ones.
So during the COVID times, so there was Tizo and Trees that were kind of releasing tracks one after the other. Just before that, we did Rain Man and Sans Pression as well. Mm-hmm. So they had tracks going on, and Rain Man also had some tracks. So it was virtual because of the COVID.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Happening in front of a camera. We also had 360 cameras, also filming that to make sure it's kind of immersive.
And can people go and rewatch that right now?
No, that was just at a moment in time. But there are some samples of the shows on YouTube right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. In the main source channel.
Okay. Yeah, man, good to know, because I'm sure, you know, while we're talking about it, people are like, hey, where can I see that? You know, because it was inspired by the Verses, and people were really loving that, and it's great that you guys continued that a little bit here to, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Because a lot of people are proud of what came out of Montreal, you know.
Yeah.
And they want to hear that story, they want to hear that music, and they want to hear it again, you know.
Exactly. So, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah, man. So continue.
Yeah, so the Rain Man's name, like right now, I one thing that I'm observing is that there are just a few rare people that really have remember, kind of lived the same times as us. So that's a good thing. We appreciate to see that, and everything that we're doing is kind of a way to keep the movement forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
So working with those people, collaborating on all kinds of projects. So it's good to see that network of people that were there back then and that are still here active right now.
Yeah.
Just a few, right? Yeah. So that's a good thing. I appreciate those times right now. So it's different than back 20 years ago, like recording tracks, just living off music, doing that 100% of our time. Back then, I appreciated that time as well.
Yeah.
So right now, today is different, but at the same time, we can do more.
Yeah.
Because working with people, collaborating, having experience from the past. So I appreciate that time too as well.
Yeah, man. Definitely. Mm.
Yeah.
And so what's going to be coming out?
Yeah. So the next things that we're doing, so Hit for It as to pursue. So right now we're starting some discussions with some groups on the English side. You know, so we want to work with like two artists that we will push forward, still with DMS, the main source.
Yeah.
And it will be with presence, not virtual only. So that's a hybrid show that we're working on. And at the same time, the web series of Hit Story also is kind of right now we're exploring who would have in the next season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope. Mm-hmm. Good to see that it's going, has a direction. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. Keep going. We need to build on what we did in the past.
Yeah, and let's take a minute to talk about. We talked about it a bit last time, but you know, let's recap on Hit Story and what's going on, because at the when you came through to the radio last time, it was at the beginnings of it.
Yeah.
So now we're 2 years later. What's been going on with Hit Story? And what's going to be going on with Hit Story?
Yeah. So when I started the Hit Story at the beginning of the when COVID started, so like my goal was just to make one season, one single season, just to try something. Mm-hmm. But I remember having that conversation with some guy that was giving me some advices. He said, no, man, we need to think about three seasons, not one only. So then my goal was to make three seasons after that. But when I got the distribution with the label Sony, like they said, we need 1 year, one full year. So then it became one full year to reach. So now it's just standing by itself. So projects after projects. So I'm not thinking about like stopping that at all.
Okay.
So it's always in sync with the seasons. So it also pushes, like having that that rotation, that cycle, like the seasons are happening no matter what. So Hit Story is happening no matter what as well.
And for somebody who's just tuning in, explain to them quickly what these seasons are, and if they go check it out, what they can expect from Hit Story.
So Hit Story is a platform that does matchmaking between artists, but involving the public. So it's using technology. So there's an app that's available on the App Store and the Play Store. People can download it. It's free. It's called Hit Story. So people will recognize the logo. So it does matchmaking. So there's beat makers that are there. There are also like vocal artists also that are there, and people can make matches and see their story of building a song. So either a classic, a hit, no matter what, just a song to record a song, like they give the choice to the public to decide and create those matches. So the slogan is, "You choose, we create."
Okay.
So it's really based on that principle of interactivity.
Yeah.
And seeing the process. So that makes people part of the music creation process. And so they're actors, not just spectators, basically. That's really what it's about. So bonding the two generations together also. So everybody. So one thing that I'm noticing when I'm working with artists is that it takes them out of their comfort zone. And same thing for me. It's working with some artists. It's something that I wasn't used to. Like Rain Man, Wretched Prophets, we didn't do a lot of featuring.
Yeah, you did your own thing.
Exactly.
Like
besides Scandal, from the start, just, you know, a few.
Yeah, Scandal was like the only one of the only Montreal featurings that you guys had, and most of the featurings were featurings that got lined up with the label through, you know, French connections and all that. So yeah, it's true. Like, yeah. True. So what you're saying is
right now, and this is something I appreciate as well. So I'm discovering a lot of artists really at a fast pace. So because the kind of networking is different right now. Working with some projects, recording songs. So that's a very good experience at every season, learning with some people, and yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So this is what Its Story does. Like there was the web series recently that we did. So it was just some few cameras filming people building the song together. Yeah. And so 6 seasons, it's available right now on YouTube. It's called Bienvenue au Show Its Story. And that was a mix of EDM and rap as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, a lot of ground being covered, a lot of different things being tested. Exactly.
and
man, that's
that's different.
Taking things to the 21st century.
Yeah, working with some technology, because that was something that kind of slowed us down a little bit. Like after we released the first album and we was working on a second one, like the studio, there was something that happened that made us like that slowed us down a lot. Like after that, I went back to studying technology, because that was my only interest, I would say, like going back to pursue.
Yeah.
So really,
like technology. If I'm going to go back to school, this is what I'm going to do.
Exactly. Like, exactly. So that was kind of something I had to do to combine all that music stuff with that technology learnings. So that was the way that Its Story was created.
Yeah, I feel like that was a little like a part of, you know, your brain just kind of simmering, like putting everything together.
Because I was feeling like being two different persons, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was that technology thing going on that was building, like in 20 years, I did a lot of stuff too. So everything that I did in music, I had to combine that together because
nothing gets lost. Everything gets utilized in the proper way. That. Like you take advantage of this technology, that side of things that you're good at. And yeah, man, that's dope. That's dope.
And that was a gift at the same time. I wanted to do myself because I was turning 40 years old, and that made a lot of sense to kind of combine 20 experiences.
Okay. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And also working with the new generation.
Yeah, so, man.
Yeah. Giving back. Sometimes there's a lot of frustration in that because it's sometimes there's that feeling that things are, you know, not in the good directions, right? But it's just temporary, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So there are phases going on. So everybody learns from those experiences. But it can be frustrating sometimes.
And... So what's been the biggest challenge throughout putting this together? What would you say has been the biggest challenge?
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge is probably, and something that I by saying that, I can tell, like, it's not something that should affect us, but it's really keeping the name alive. Sometimes we can see that the name is being skipped. And... this is the challenge, I would say.
Which name?
Rain Man.
Just keeping your
the name, like
your heritage or your
exactly. Sometimes it feels like its story is being erased. The rap story is being erased. So
yeah,
like or transformed or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So well.
Yeah, I think the challenge is the medias, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It's really the medias.
You know, if all you have to do is, I feel, do what you're doing. You know, keep your music relevant. Keep performing your old music.
Yeah.
You know, because people love that.
Yeah.
So you gotta, as long as you keep that alive, the name could never die. It's not. It's impossible. You know what I mean? And good artistry just speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm.
Like good music speaks for itself, and as long as you're doing that, the rest will come. You know, they can't get skipped. You know what I mean?
True.
Yeah. So when can people look forward to upcoming Rain Man music?
So right now, depending on when this will be heard, so on a monthly basis we release tracks. So the next one is May 13th. So that will be a track with Obia Le Chef.
Okay.
So that's a collaboration we should have made like a long time ago. But
so that's May 13th.
It's on a Nasbrock beat,
okay.
An instrumental. So that's a good, let's say, combination.
I think I heard, because I was listening to I was on the Yvon Crevé live that he did the other night, and there was he was playing some new tracks, and I think there was a beat that was produced by Nasbrock.
Okay, great. Probably, yeah.
Yeah,
probably.
So if that makes sense.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. So, and then there's some other tracks. Ultra, he's releasing a video that he shot in Nigeria.
Okay.
Yeah, and on a monthly basis, basically, there will be some tracks. There is also Sparker Brothers, Frontline, they were called before. So there are some tracks also that we will release with them. There are other featurings as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice. So May 13th, and then every month we're going to get something from Rain Man.
Exactly.
Gonna, if it's not you, it's Ultra.
Exactly, or together.
Nice.
Yeah.
And once again, man, tell the people where to get... where they can watch Hit Story and where to get that, you know, that it's an application as well as on YouTube, you said. So
exactly. So the website is hitstoryofficial.com. So it spells HIT and story.
Yeah.
And there is also the Instagram page, hitstory.official. So really there's at those places, people will be able to download the application or directly go into the Play Store or App Store. Yeah,
nice. Is anything else, man, that you wanna let the people know about? Anything you wanna talk about in hip hop? Any
Anything you want to get off your chest?
So just follow your instinct, basically. Listen to music that you want to listen to. And don't follow only the media. Follow the artists. Dig further. Discover like Hit Story and Rain Man and All The Way Live Radio. And there's a lot of to dig into that, basically. That's it, bro.
Sounds good. Yep. And man, got to say big up for the performance at Five Center a few weeks back.
Yeah.
It was good. When they had the sound right, it was good.
Yeah.
You know, that's a hip-hop thing in you know, that I've seen so many times over the years, is the problems with the sound and the mics and whatever. But when they got everything right, you guys killed that track, and it was great. And then right after you did that, you took a Rain Man vinyl and you threw it into the crowd. And it landed at I was chilling right next to my niece, and it landed right at her feet, like in between her feet right there. And it was just like, wow, like how did that just, you know, because it just spun around, you know, like a frisbee. Yeah. You don't know where a frisbee is going to go, and it just whoop. And she was like, oh my gosh, do you want this? And I was like, no, it's cool. I have it. That's all you, you know? And so I thought that was funny, man, you know? So
that's great. Well.
So yeah, man. But on that note, man, keep keeping that music alive. You know, it's like when we, like, it's like you brought up Verses, man, you know, and we're so happy to see, we were so happy to see all those tracks performed by whichever artists that we grew up listening to. We don't even have to name them. We know who they are, you know? And so just keep doing that with Rain Man, and encourage your peers, to do the same, man. Everybody who you came up with, all those art, like the artists we mentioned before, and you know, encourage everybody to do that, because as long as you do that, nobody's name's gonna die. You know what I mean? Everybody's, you know, legacy is gonna live on. And yeah, man,
that's right. Yeah. Peace. Thanks, man. Yeah.
Sad life.
Yo, what's up,
man?
Same struggling
every day, man. Sad life,
real,
keeps going.
Real. Still, we got to take on the challenges, man. Or you know, yo, we got to move.
La mort frappe dur à chaque saison, nous perdons. Des frères pour aucune raison. La violence de maison pousse la jeune et quitte leur maison. Ils gardent le silence, ils vivent dans les fureurs. Rien que neuf pour les circonstances. Pense aux conséquences, les meurtres se séquencent. Chacun pour tous, donc chacun sa chance. Les hommes aiment la guerre et la scène fatale. Et les gros poissons mangent les plus petits. C'est comme ça que les rues se multiplient. J'ai peur de voir plus tard le soleil devenir tout noir. Plus personne se parle, même quand le spliff se râle. On respire la salle, même les plus dingues l'avalent. Et les flingues qu'on jette en rafale. Les balles qui atteignent les salles. Et si je meurs demain, un autre prendra ma place. Quand la vérité frappe, les menteurs se cachent la face. Marche avec un corps de glace. Si tu me crois, tu verras la grâce. Le chant mon vécu m'amènera nulle part. C'est plus que j'ai cru, chaque jour me laisse déçu. Même si je vois plus le soleil se lever, au moins en paix je resterai. Parce qu'ici y'a aucun temps pour respirer. On est tous perdants, la pluie, le beau temps, les sangs alternants, cyclone merdant, de plus en plus stressant. Regarde dehors les vies ratées, 24 sur 24, tu sais se râler. Des bières calées, les têtes caillées, laisse les fêtes tracer. C'est une chute libre vers l'enfer, y'a rien de pire, faut rien. Garde les troubles surgir, la sagesse c'est l'unique clé pour survivre. Fixe un objectif, vis seulement à réussir. Le système s'organise, on est tous des ouvriers. Et puis toi le boss, si t'es un desperado. Ce sont un frise des sacoches pour se remplir les poches. Il faut que tu t'accroches. Les gens sont soi pour foutre l'ordre qu'il faut dans le chaos.
If a gimmick comes to reset and you feel like you can't make it, move on.
Yeah.
move on. You don't stop.
Cause
you don't
what
stop.
You need in your life
keep
is
moving.
A challenge to keep fighting.
Avions s'est fait détester. J'ai dû ramer, laisse-moi troubler. Voir le soleil briller. Des souvenirs, autant 17 ans, j'ai dû travailler. Finalement, m'allier avec naufragés.
On m'a attaqué.
Survivre sur les rives, la terre, c'est pire que l'over qui brûle, le démon qui délire de. Quand on se fait avoir à pécher, toujours corrompu, personne n'y échappe.
On
tente
de faire de l'engrenage. Après le chaos viennent les pensées sages. Le franchissage des barricades, jamais je prends le virage. La seule loi à laquelle je crois, c'est celle du roi. Entends-moi, mental comme physique, les partenaires ils sont plus là. Pour l'instant, les riches ils bouffent en arrière. Le travailleur souffre, il pousse devant. Mais de toute manière, c'est une vraie galère et on est tous dedans. On se renforce confiant que chaque chose arrive en son temps.
Shall we stand while the plot thickens? The real war begins. That's why we play the game of life, so we can finally win and find the truth within. Black and true origin. Devils go down with the prophets. Never shall
combien
we stand.
Combien fois l'esprit fléchit, l'âme flétrit, les blessures psychologiques jamais guéries. Pour toutes les fautes commises, un jour on paie le prix. Des soldats de ma patrie périssent en série. Les gros efforts investis sont l'unique raison pourquoi je survis. Le soir, les enfants de la guerre se réunissent dans les rues, ils mûrissent plus vite. Dans les mailles de ce qu'on appelle la justice. Dans ce monde qui est sale, il y a des endroits où c'est encore plus triste. Mes rimes cursives inspirent d'autres et visent l'injustice. La vie se rapetisse et les fleurs pourrissent. Mon âme s'attriste et tout se brise. Un jour, fils s'avère à mourir. Sois prêt pour tout risque. Refuse d'observer le temps courir sans te secourir. La peur de souffrir est pire que souffrir. Jour isolé, en train de picoler. J'essaie d'oublier les cruautés. Naufragé comme Robinson Crusoe. En train d'innover, dépressif, univers régressif. Je maintiens l'équilibre de tristesse et de joie. Tu vois, je suis hybride.
Because that's why we play the game of life, so we can finally win. You find the truth within, black and true origin. Devils go down with the prophets. Never shall we stand while the plot thickens. The real war begins. That's why we play the game of life, so we can finally win. You find the truth within, black and true origin. Devils go down with the prophets.
Hey yo, on est les briseurs du dos, le flou freneur, course meneur, bourse entrepreneur, on casse tout, les mics teneurs, des pierres containers, reluché du sort, fenêtre fracasseur, on casse tout, l'acropole représenteur.
Jeunes sans vergogne qui respectent personne, verse les rames pendant qu'on sermonne, mettre une s'échelonne et prennent forme, jingue avec les chômeurs, streets, rodeurs, buveurs de liqueur, qui traînent l'odeur,
hey yo, pour on est les briseurs de vrai, vitres casseurs, bière buveurs, vite chasseurs, les litres à valeur, dédiés aux shit trailers, les speed stylers, les speed. On aime cruiser les crises par là, les seuls grosseurs, j'ai des stars grosseurs. On n'est pas des porte bonheurs, rêve d'ordonneur. T'es pas ma soeur, genre de pote mon cœur. Les grosses bottes porteurs, les riches sont le porteur. Qui soulève comme un ballon de soccer.
Noir, organisé, intelligent et radical.
L'homme se comporte comme un animal, survit un cannibale.
Noir, organisé, intelligent et radical.
Moi c'est ma couleur et je vis avec jusqu'à ce que je meurs.
Noir, organisé, intelligent et radical.
De tout et se fout de tous, y'a rien d'amical.
Noir, organisé, intelligent et radical.
Vendeur de purac, ma première à la
diable. Yo, yo, moi j'te furax, ce frustré purax. Jamais relax, j'arrache ton plumage. J'mets ton wakash hors d'usage. Démasque le trucage, j'arrache le masque et dérange l'usage. Calpasse pleine de rage, prie pour que ça
j'arrive
gérasse.
À l'aéroport, fini les vols en charter, frère. Direction le Canada, j'suis négro, karatéka. Les douaniers guettent, les gages pas, mais y'a nada. Monsieur exorbité, comme si j'avais un kill de cours de danga. Va y avoir la garba. Pas mon shit dans mes chaussettes, mais dans la choupe de ma garbara. J'ai voyagé, je sais qu'on est de la paix sur toute la planète. Qu'est-ce qui nous sauve? Le sport, la musique et notre quête. On m'appelle la star, mais ça c'est l'ascar. J'calme les mecs bizarres comme dans Black César. J'ai trop été en chien, on dit chute encore en première. Mais en cas de guerre, c'est mes frères qu'on enverra au front en ligne première. Organisé, intelligent et radical.
L'homme se comporte comme un animal, survit un cannibale.
Noir, organisé, intelligent et radical.
Là, c'est ma couleur et je vis avec jusqu'à ce que je meurs.
Organisé, intelligent et radical.
Tous foutent de tout et se foutent de tous, y'a rien d'amical.
Noir, organisé, intelligent et radical.
Pendant que je ferai ma première à la dernière.
Je mâche les mots comme les grumeaux, y'en a marre de mettre du gars.
gâteau. Je vais fumer les gauloises du papa de mes bourgeoises. Ramener mes necks du Valois. Que les profs apprennent les noms Tommy Buzzy au Bambino sur leur ardoise.
Veilleur n'importe quelle heure grave. Révolté pur race. Meute meneur. Container ferveur. Assaille cher dans le réseau de frayeurs. Vois. Mais quand je suis ivre, je suis lucide. Dépression accentuée. Je suis vu comme j'en partie du suicide. Mon peuple strucide. Nique la police. Si je rage, pas besoin de choriste. Je me suffis. Faut être plein. Ma présence blesse. Si tu me suffis. Me rapporte pas au suicide. Si tu me suis, je brise l'esprit qui signifie ta demeure. Je demeure celui qui détruit le démon. Mes gars sont tous des morts. Je riche pour demain. Des cascades d'or en état d'ébriété. Laisse les débris filer. T'es malaxé. Lyrics malaxeur. Un black Nostradamus. Avec des codes que Gladius. J'élimine au Superaxus.
Dédicace au bourreau. Louveteau et moi, on est bourrés.
Ouais, de Montréal.
After some short sunny shit comes the rain and becomes the sun. For the rebels in the different levels, those who strive. We ain't got nothing yet but keep striving. Immortalized once they call the dead ones.
You got fucked by the transition. End of the sunshine, the rain sun. The channels for the transmission. We kept making assumptions. They got a function. Transfusion. Pain. Frustration. I come to the rescue of the whole nation. By the annihilation of the disciples' destruction. The mystery of the lost and dying. Niggas are fighting and dying. Sick babies are crying. The battle for freedom. Justice and life. It's the night of Armageddon. Fight for your life. For the bright light. Ugly. Miserable and wretched. Living in the pain. Every day's the same game. This ain't torture. I force ya. To the aura of the horror. You couldn't get saved by your own father. Now with the street full of cloths under the rain. Over your back is the weight of the heaviest rain.
After sunshine comes the rain.
Yo, after sunshine.
After sunshine comes the rain.
Yo, after sunshine.
After sunshine comes the rain.
After sunshine comes the rain.
After sunshine comes the rain.
Yo, after
sunshine comes the rain.
Yo, after sunshine.
After sunshine comes the rain.
Ce sang immonde, les branches d'arbres succombent. La tristesse à travers le monde. Un ciel orageux, même quand le soleil est joyeux. Et les fleurs se fanent, les enfants stannent et rentrent chez eux. Tu te finis me touche, je suis assis. Je regarde les raids cassis, se faire fumer comme la vie. On n'a pas vraiment choisi. Je te verrai plus tard si tu viens. Mais si cette pluie ne s'arrête pas, eh bien mon gant, on se reverra plutôt demain. Les parapluies veulent dire plutôt par la nuit. Parce que je t'occupais à me protéger. La pluie qui est à ma poursuite. Un coup couvre-feu quand quelqu'un frappe, on ouvre pour eux. Mais c'est rare de voir quelqu'un sortir quand dehors il pleut. Regarde la ville de Montréal, est-ce qu'on régale? Deux fléaux journaliers qu'à chaque jour on déballe. Chercher le bien dans le mal, c'est chercher les averses. L'horizon s'abaisse et laisse sa place au ravage du céleste. Pour mon âme, je vois le ciel et les gens avec leurs ailes. Quand les nuages liquéfient, je deviens sombre et frais.
After sunshine comes the rain.
Yo, after
sunshine comes the rain.
Yo, after sunshine
comes the rain.
Depuis le parking sur P9. L'histoire se renouvelle, reste la même et les acteurs changent. Les déroulements s'enchaînent, gardent leur sens. Ça ressemble à un mélodrame, le bonheur se mêle aux larmes. C'est vraiment une belle œuvre, plein de moments mémorables. On efface les douleurs mais les blessures restent. Les vieux arbres s'effondrent mais leurs skis renaissent. Le temps est l'agenda qui nous laisse sous stress. On évite le recul pendant que le monde progresse. Grey Goose dans la lettre, il fait froid mais l'alcool rend tout le temps à l'aise. Quand trop lourd et la paix, les sentiments basculent de l'amour à la haine.
À la haine.
De plus en plus pessimiste. Quand sinistre, on rend la scène sinistre. Les jours d'automne, une pluie des briques. Derrière le regard futureux, le deuil s'abrite. C'est pour qui on fait ça?
Mais non, c'est pour qu'on fait ça.
C'est pour le cœur. C'est pour le cœur. C'est pour le cœur. L'argent, mon gars.
C'est pour qui on fait ça?
Mais là, c'est pour qu'on fait ça.
C'est pour le cœur,
c'est pour le cœur,
c'est pour le cœur,
c'est pour le cœur.
J'y vois bien les signes, nos actions sont lisibles. Dans leurs usines, la jalousie visée. Rain Man, toujours pris
ici, tranchant comme un missile. La vie que je mène prête pour nous comme jour comme ici. Ah oui, c'est nous que t'as vu l'autre jour. J'ai pas changé, sans frappe, jamais je présente l'autre jour. On est de retour, même si on n'est jamais parti. Le rap, l'alcool, toujours la même chose par ici. Je vis, même mon auto n'a pas grandi. Jeune vétéran du rap, ghetto grandi. Si tu rap, vendis mais pas ton âme. Mon gars, sois pas surpris du fait qu'on récolte ce qu'on a en plus. Tu pourrais vite t'abîmer, le fait de vivre avec ça, même si ça t'a abrimé. Nulle part où t'abriter, même ton esprit, j'y veux plus t'habiter. C'est pour qui on fait ça? Mais non, c'est pour qu'on fait ça.
C'est pour le cœur, c'est pour le cœur, c'est pour le cœur. L'argent, mon gars,
c'est pour qui on fait ça? Mais non, c'est pour qu'on fait ça.
C'est pour le cœur, c'est pour le cœur.
Bon, tu pars un peu laguer mon gars. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Quand les gars ils nous voient, ils disent Zap, c'est N-O, mon gars. Quand les gars nous voient, ils disent Zap, c'est N-O, mon gars. Quand les grêles nous voient aussi, elles disent Concorrente, beau salade, les necks disent ils aiment ça complètement. Quand ils nous voient sur un beat avec nos rhymes qui tuent, ils disent ils aiment ça complètement. Quand ils entendent la qualité rare sur beat comme nous, ils disent ils aiment ça complètement. Mais si t'es fake, puis t'es sac, wack, wack, wack,
comment, comment
partir,
j'participe aux illégaux, will ici, jamais j'participe. T'es fou, c'est ma ville ici, j'précide dans le game, quasiment précédent le game, j'suis précédent, clean puissant précédent. Mon gars, j'suis presque bien jamais dans le mouvement. Par jour où j'verrai des Benjamins, puis dans ce mouvement, trop de portes avec des serrures, j'suis sans clé. Les gars me parlent de serrures comme s'ils sont ancrés. Un mort fucking neck, qui spit sa fuck ton éternel. C'est une fucking toile plus grande que l'internet. On livre toute la marchandise, fuck. PSA, ça, chief, marchandise, fuck. Mes necks comme tard, qui se connaît? On essaye de faire plus de papier comme tard. Pour de vrai, qui se connaît? Tu veux des infos, mais dans le fond, tu nous détestes. Après, vont faire des infos, puis nous pas en déteste.
Ça doit changer le game. Parce qu'il nous faut les gains. Ils veulent nous reculer loin. Mon as potentiel. Ça doit changer le game. Parce qu'il nous faut des gains. Ils veulent nous reculer loin. Mon as potentiel. Encore un beau salade, les necks disent. Ils aiment ça complètement. Quand ils nous voient sur un beat avec nos rhymes qui tuent, ils disent. Ils aiment ça complètement. Quand ils entendent la qualité rare sur beat comme nous, ils disent. Ils aiment ça complètement. Mais si t'es fake, puis le savent, puis whack, t'es wax, c'est.
Je pensais que c'était un vrai love qu'avait dans le rap. Mais tout le monde saillit, comme avoir un gun dans le rap. On se pointe, jette-toi vite, les necks t'rattrapent. Ils veulent ta mort dans le game, puis ils vont fuck ta trappe. T'es mieux disparaître, chief, tes rhymes sont disparates. On t'aime pas ici, puis mes necks ont disparaît. Comme nous, y'en a pas un ou disparaît. On est différents tant que nous disparaissent. Cite le nom clairement dans ta radio. Ou bien mes necks débarquent sur toi, t'enlèves tes radios, c'est raide. Mais t'as pas l'air de comprendre vite, mon gars. Va falloir fuck qu'on laisse tes poches vides, mon gars. Ça change pas loi qui colle au game. Puis on dirait qu'ils veulent du beef, mais ils collent au game. Puis après, ça me parle de rap, grêle, de machine, zil,
de. Ça doit changer le game. Parce qu'il nous faut des gains. Ils veulent nous reculer loin. Mon as potentiel. Ça doit changer le game. Parce qu'il nous faut des gains. Ils veulent nous reculer loin. Mon as potentiel. Encore un beau salade, les necks disent. J'aime ça.
Showering you with blessings of rain, rain. And that's what we do.
Yeah. Les gars sont ridicules, tenaces, nous souhaitent comme la canicule. Mais je reste glace, sans attitude, jusqu'au crépuscule. Ma face de marbre, vraiment solide, jusqu'aux molécules dans mon espace. Haut comme le ciel, je prends de l'altitude, comme si c'était hier, avec aisance et habitude. Plein d'aptitude, même si ta fière dans mon sang circule. Comme si c'était hier, mais en meilleur, encore on s'améliore. Pendant que la pomme pourrie se détériore à partir de l'intérieur. Montréal appelle nous l'île, la matière première. Dans la finition, tu reconnais la manière de faire. Le monde voit un nouvel art, c'est juste un nouveau jour. Puis là, on est en plein 2012, où est notre fucking
yo,
tour.
Ça sonne fait ça, si bien, si vite, si vrai, si vrai. Tu sais, tu vois, si c'est que le but, si vrai, tu sais, on le veut. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Ça sonne fait ça, si bien, si vite, si vrai, si vrai, tu sais.
Jamais que ça change. Des fois la réalité est vraiment plus étrange que la fiction. Le rap pour l'art, on l'étrange. Rappelons la façon, les faits qu'on l'étrange. J'ai que tu fais semblant vraiment, mon gars, t'as pas les cils. J'suis courageux, armé d'une roche comme la Palestine. J'suis dans mon canton, même au cas c'est pas l'Istrie. Tu dis n'importe quoi, t'essaies vraiment nous travestir. Au pire, tais-toi, habille, écoute, bon, le real. Restons proches pour sentir les faits pour tu vivre. On agit pour voir le succès.
Personne fait ça, si bien, si vite, si vrai, si vrai, si sais, tu vois, si c'est que le but, si vrai, si sais, on le veut, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Personne fait ça, si bien, si vite, si vrai, si vrai, si sais, tu vois, si c'est que le but, si vrai, si sais, on le veut, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
This is love.
Let it rain, let
this
it
is
rain.
Spiritual.
All the way live radio, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yeah, 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 we back.
And we're back live with Learn They Dur from Rain Man.
Exactly. Glad to be here, bro.
Yeah, jeez, man. Glad to have you. Glad
it's
to
going
have you.
Down.
Thanks, pleasure.
So many names.
Yeah, exactly. Eerie.
There was Eerie.
Sad Life, Outra, Naufrage, Castaway, Mad Scientist, and the list goes on.
And you started off as there was Wretched Prophets.
Wretched Prophets, yeah.
And there was another one. Rhyme Apostles.
Rhyme Apostles.
I tried to do a little bit of homework.
These are all your names?
Yeah. And it's important to not forget, you know, all of this, but it all makes you who you are, right? Exactly.
So start off with Rhyme Apostles.
Yeah, Rhyme Apostles is the first one we use.
And then it was Wretched Prophets.
Wretched Prophets, yeah.
And what was the, because you guys always, are these, the names you guys have individually, is that changing or is it, it's always all three names kind of thing?
Yeah, but you know, we kept, let's say, Naufrage and Outra for the longest time.
Yeah.
Those are the ones.
And you're Naufrage.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So since Rain Man, basically it stayed the same. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and people got to kind of identify the name to the group, and if it keeps changing, that wouldn't be, mm-hmm. But Rain Man is, there's a lot of, let's say, meanings to that, and it sticks to us over the years.
Break it down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Rain Man, it's coming from a motto that we used after sunshine comes the rain.
Right.
So this is where it's coming from. And back then when we were under the Rhyme Apostles name and Wretched Prophets, we had a song. The hook was After Sunshine Comes the Rain, and we kept that song on the first album as well. Mm-hmm. So it's really from there that
and
the
that
name...
Was, it's in French, though, the name of the track, right?
Yeah, exactly. But we did it in English as well.
That's another thing. Yeah, we're going to get into that.
Yeah, yeah. but also, of course, you know that Dustin Hoffman movie, Rain Man, is something that definitely influenced us because we consider ourselves as either autistic or STD. How do we say that in English? TDAH? ATD, maybe?
Attention deficit.
Yeah, exactly.
Disorder.
Yeah, exactly. So I think we have these kinds, but you know, it was never under Diagnostic.
Right.
So it's definitely an influence as well.
Okay.
And there are other things as well. So Rain Man is really, you know, whenever it rains, we think like it's bringing us down, and for creating our art, it helps. So Rain Man is definitely a name that sticks to us.
You said it's bringing you down?
Yeah.
Like in a sense of like it's a bad thing when it rains, or
not necessarily. I wouldn't say that. Whenever there's so much movement.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need to calm down. Mm-hmm. And get
okay,
back to
okay, it calms you down.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that, okay. I mean. Sorry. I just have to clarify that because I know a couple people were wondering themselves too.
Yeah. Probably.
Okay, it calms you down.
Yeah.
Me too. When I think of the rain, I feel like it's a clean out. You know, it cleans out the streets and it waters all the. So you know what I mean? It's like a clean out still. But okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and at the same time, there's the abundance behind it as well. So we all searching for abundance. You know. But without excess as well.
Right.
But just we're looking always for something new, refreshing ourselves, so cleaning again and again.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah, it's meaningful, man. It's meaningful.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell the story of how you guys linked up
from
the beginning?
So it was 95 during fall. Each one of us were separate in different groups. We were doing a show, and that was the first time we met, and there was that connection, definitely.
Why don't you paint a picture of 95 for the people who are listening?
Yeah.
Well, how important was it to go to a show? Where was the means of information in those times?
Trust me, it's a different day, right?
Yeah.
You have to let the people know.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
There was a show underground, really in the parking. In a parking lot, and people were performing, and a lot of groups. I think there was not much shows, but maybe more than today. The performance was kind of grimy, sounds bass, without no sound engineer. But, you know, people were performing, and there was that talent emerging. Most of the groups, I would say, were whack.
Mm-hmm.
But there was some talent still that you could see, and a lot of names are still there today.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Well, yeah. So
are there some names that you remember?
There was
a drop. Were there that night?
And that's that specific night. There was Nasbrock.
Okay. Mm.
There was La Rock, but he rest in peace right now. He deceased. I think it was. Maybe in 2011 or 2012.
Wow.
So there was also other people that was there. Jimmy Lee, L'Intrus. Actually, him and myself, we were in a duo.
Mm-hmm.
You never would thought that today because like we're so much different, but still we were rapping together.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, and there were some other people. I'm probably forgetting a lot of them.
Yeah. That's cool, man. And so you guys linked up. I guess you appreciated each other's performance and the energy just brought you guys together to create more music.
Yeah, we were both inspired by Wu-Tang, we would say.
Mm-hmm.
Mobb Deep as well.
Right.
So that connection, I think, is coming from that,
what we
used to listen to together.
Mm.
And also, there was a lot of, I would say, loud mouths, people, you know, making a lot of noises, but we weren't like that, so that helped also.
You allowed for the talent to speak.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
Itself.
Whenever we had a mic, then that was a different story. So.
Yeah, that's when the noise began.
Yeah, exactly.
I hear you.
Yeah, and the day after, we did a show together, but without never having like rehearsed together, like we just did the show first after the other. It was at the Marché Bon Secours in Old Montreal.
Yeah, man.
I'm not sure exactly how it happened. I think it was Max Outra that had this plug. So we just went there. We performed in front of people.
Right.
Like
it was a hip hop show or just a music show in general?
No, I think it was a hip hop show.
Okay.
Or maybe a club, or I don't even remember that. But all I remember is that it was raining like hell, like pouring and. Yeah.
So this was the next day after you guys did the first show?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
The parking lot show, and then the next day.
Yeah, the parking lot show, we were separate.
Yeah.
We were not in the same groups, but the day after, we went there together.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And after that, what you guys decided to do other shows, or you guys decided to start making music?
We made music together, and sometimes it happened that we had shows. Like we used to go to a place on P9 where we had equipment, but really basic equipment and a tape deck just to record. And
a lot of these youngsters don't know what a tape deck is. You know?
Tape deck, what's that?
Yeah, just to record one track after the other, like we were losing quality every time.
Right.
So that was crazy.
The process.
Yeah, the process. Yeah.
And do you remember the first track you guys made together?
No.
Was it just a throwaway track that never ended up anywhere?
What? Yeah. But,
because whenever we had rhymes, like we were writing on another beat, right? Mm. So then after that, it was just a matter of taking the verse and spinning it on another one.
Mm.
So that was the process back then.
And what did you write to in those times?
Probably Wu-Tang. Exactly.
Yeah, you know what? You could tell it in the beat selection you have, like that they're a good influence, you know?
Yeah, true.
It's that era, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And did you guys start doing like opening acts for shows that were coming into Montreal?
Never. Okay. We never had the occasion. I think we were not known enough to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And was that, would you think, like an English-French thing, or was that like just happened to be like that?
Yeah, maybe. But I think there was a more connection between English and French before. I think so.
Then now?
Yeah. I think. Because whenever there were shows that were both like French and English together.
Right.
Yeah, and it was good like that as well. Mm-hmm. Maybe the disconnect happened a little bit later.
The whole separation thing.
Yeah. But like whenever there were shows like Bouquin Click or Wu-Tang came here, there were no opening act, as far as I remember.
Yeah.
Okay, it was just...
Yeah, just them performing, and that was about it.
Okay.
Yeah. But the opening acts, we started doing that after the first album. When we had the name that was known, this is where it started.
And who did you guys open for? Do you remember? Or?
Yeah. So, but it was still late in 2006. We did Booba from France.
Yeah.
Mm. Then after that, 2018, there was Sofiane, and I think those were the only two ones that we did opening acts.
Okay.
I think so. But in France, we performed with a lot of artists that were there, but that was not opening act. We were amongst the show, amongst the set.
Like festivals. And
Yeah, exactly.
So how did you and your partner get signed in the first place?
Yeah.
Because at the time, like just to let everybody who's listening know, you could name off your hand how many people were actually had record deals, right?
Yeah.
How many do you remember how, like, who had record deals in the city at that time?
Besides Dubmatic, I'm not sure, like, there were a lot. I don't know on the English side if there were some groups that were signed, but on the French side, that was only Dubmatic.
Because even videos out were, there were not many. There was Shades of Culture.
Yeah, you're
there
right.
There was Dubmatic.
Yeah, but there were independent, right? Shades? Probably, I think so.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I think so, but
to have the, okay, I see what you're saying, like the backing of the record label.
Yeah.
And you guys were in that one of those first Dubmatic videos, right?
Yeah, exactly. So this is where it started, basically.
Okay,
so like we were figuring like some of our friends called us and said there's a video shoot if you guys want to get here, and like maybe you will get filmed. So we just got there, and we met a guy, Vincent Ygret, who was a producer. So we gave him a demo tape. And 6 months later, he called us and said, "Hey, guys, I have this opportunity. There is a label that might be interested to you." Mm-hmm. So then we didn't have any manager. Like, I think we didn't even know what was a manager. Yeah. Like 19, 18 years old, we thought it was just about writing, performing, doing shows, video clips, and management,
your mind
business.
Didn't go past that.
No.
Right.
So we signed that deal, and there was kind of that conflict of interest because that label was at the same time our manager.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a management deal and record deal at the same time.
So what kind of
how much money did you get?
No.
How much bands? No,
what kind of conflict of interest comes up in that point? Like, what vision did you guys have,
mm-hmm.
and what vision did they have, and how did that
Yeah. Good question. Nah, good question.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so on the artistic side, there were some conflicts sometimes.
For sure, right?
Yeah, yeah. Some conflicts. And I think looking at now today, like I think that the way that we used to see things was not 100% accurate, let's say. But and for sure, the way that they were seeing things as well. And I think that we managed to influence each other in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
The way I look at it right today, back then it was kind of difficult. In studios, like just sometimes drinking beer in a studio was kind of very difficult. So
that was a different time.
Yeah.
Different time.
So that atmosphere was kind of tainted.
Mm-hmm.
So, but at the end, it gave an album that we liked. So
it's all good.
Yeah, but that's an example. From the business side, of course, the label, they act for their interests. Mm-hmm. The manager will act with the interests of the artist. So this is where it was a bit conflicting. But, you know, the money thing, I would say that we were good, but in a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody was really thinking in the long term, making sure that we, let's say, reinvest in whatever. Like,
right.
There was not that consciousness, I would say.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. And so when you signed, was it for like, it was just to do that one, that Armageddon album, basically? Or
yeah. So the deal was to make an album in French and in English.
Mm-hmm.
That was their idea? Because that was my next question.
That I couldn't tell. I wouldn't like, say.
Because to put that in perspective, nobody in history, I don't think, has ever put out an English and French version of the same album.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But our natural language is French.
Yeah. Mm.
But we were rhyming in English before. So we did that transition with that label, with Vincent Ingres, with the producer. This is when we realized that it was better for us to do that in French.
Right.
We were more comfortable, like more fluent.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So we did the transition. But before doing that transition, we were thinking that we should always keep it in English. So, it would be difficult to tell which one kind of let's say how that
formulated exactly. into actual
That was a
reality.
Thinking process that probably lasted a few weeks, but both albums were done very fast. Like it was 2 months. 2 months we did both albums.
How difficult was it? Like
intensive. Like that was crazy. I remember taking the metro and going to at the last station, sleeping over without and getting back the other way around. Is still at the end station and like missing my station every time
because you're falling asleep.
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to figure it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, that was intensive.
And at those times, where were you recording the album?
Yeah, so I think there were about two or three studios that we went through. It was in the West. There was Studio Victor.
West Side.
Yeah.
So that was. That's around Place Saint-Henri, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And there was also Disque Star. That was very huge, like so many rooms. Jeez. Oh, yeah. Like
where is that?
In Verdun, de l'Église.
Okay.
Yeah. Jeez.
And from outside, you wouldn't even tell.
Is that the downstairs place?
There was downstairs, but also and upstairs. Also,
that was
an entire building.
Yeah, how you know all
right
these
right off of Wellington, right?
How you know all these places, Provy? You be all around, huh? This guy's a mover and a shaker, huh?
And you said there was another studio.
Sometimes we were at Piccolo. That was in the east, Anjou, Tétrouville. Sometimes we went there. Yeah, yeah. That one is still today. Still there.
Bobby.
Yeah, nice. Still there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, because I have a hard time even finding that English album.
Yeah, it's on YouTube, though.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
The entire album is there.
Okay.
So, if you go on the Rain Man album, English Armageddon, you will find that.
Okay.
Entire album.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I have the No Chillin'.
Yeah.
Because that was actually on a single.
Okay.
There's a vinyl single.
Yeah.
And on the Pud Chilling...
Yeah.
There's two different Pud Chilling vinyl singles.
On
one of them, the one that has the cover,
yeah,
it has the No Chillin' version.
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
So that's the only English track that I heard kind of thing, you know. But
okay, yeah, but the entire album is there, is still there.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, there are some beats that weren't in French that were just done in English as well, with featureings and stuff. Yeah, yeah.
And let's talk about the production on that album.
Yeah, the beats. Yeah. So most of the beats were done by Jean-Luc Crimet. Rest in peace to him. Like, I think 3 days before the album launch, I think it was June 3rd, like he passed away. He had an accident, motorcycle. Yeah, and it's just recently that we realized that we didn't pay homage to him sufficiently. So, like, a very, very big part of our what we did is because of him, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the beats that he did, like, were so much, like, of quality that... it's just bad that we didn't realize we were so much self-centric. Mm-hmm. We didn't think about him that much.
Self-centered?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, gotcha, gotcha.
It's a different time. Yeah. And you're younger. And,
yeah, exactly.
And you're not fully understanding everything. Yeah, yeah. And even... even something like death can, as a young mind, you can just kind of try to shut it out and not deal with it.
Yeah.
How much of the album did he produce?
Probably about like 75%. But and there were the rest was other producers that I think are not producing anymore. And you know, let's say the entire album was kind of remade from things that we built, Max and myself. Like with basic equipment, we were working a lot with SoundForge before. SoundForge,
yeah.
So just placing the hi-hats one after the other and sound by sound, Sharov.
So do you remember offhand some of the beats that you guys or some of the tracks that you guys had ready, and then some you had another producer make it into a reality? Or?
So A La Vache was created. Okay. So the first version, you couldn't hear a single thing. There was so much bass. Everything was loud, like, and distortion. Distortion was part of the beat, let's say. Mm-hmm. So that was very dirty. But the guy, Jean-Luc Crimet, reproduced it. But kind of still, it was raw, but it was not the same as it was before. So
you still have that version?
No, lost it. Yeah, but I would like to hear that. Yeah. Definitely.
Any other tracks that you remember, you guys?
There is in English, in the English album, the track was called The Journalist. In French, I think it was called Génération Essidea. Mm-hmm. So that beat also was created first. And I'm not 100% sure about that, but I think so. Move On, definitely.